Hello, this is a small bit of my new podcast, A Swatch, if you will. Have a listen. If you like the sound of it, listen to the whole thing at somenews.co.uk.
The somenews.co.uk podcast.
The trouble is, we need new ways to get power. Gas is imported, the coal mines are all closed, oil is running out. That one is the real worry. Crude oil is what we use to make Vaseline from. And when it's gone, it's gone. That is a future I do not want to live in.
Mr. Jenkins, as part of your health checkup, we have to check the old prostate. Now, I'd like to say this won't hurt a bit, but it will. An awful lot.
Oh, why does it have to hurt?
Blame David Cameron for cutting green taxes.
But why does that mean you have to leave your rings on? Ooh.
Thankfully, some people are trying their best to sort this crisis and save the planet. Like the Welsh government, who spent £48,000 on a wind turbine that's been generating £5 of electricity every month. Pretty rubbish, even for February. But look, at that rate, it'll pay for itself in just 452 years. They're making the planet a better place for our children. Well, maybe not children. Maybe great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And the anti-green lobby are loving this. But they're missing the point. OK, it's only been making £5 of electricity a month at current prices. But energy firms are putting up their prices. British Gas going up by 8%. So the Welsh wind turbine will soon be making £5.40 a month. And if they shop around, they could change suppliers. One that's more expensive, maybe go with SSE. They put their price up by 11%. So that wind turbine will soon be making £5.55 a month. Now who looks stupid? At that rate, it'll pay for itself in 402 years. You're welcome, great-great-great-grandkids. That's one great less. The trouble is, they installed the wind turbine in a sheltered valley. To find out more, I'm joined by a spokesperson for the government building contractors. Hello.
Hello, Steve.
So, did you put the wind turbine in the wrong place?
Not at all, Steve. We put it in a nice, secluded valley.
Aren't you meant to put it on the top of a hill or something?
What? And let everyone see it? No, it'd ruin the beautiful scenery. So we put it in a valley where no one can see it.
Well, no one can see it at all.
Well, you can see it at night, Steve, because we had it floodlit.
Doesn't that use a lot of electricity?
Oh, it does. Our bills have gone through the roof.
Well, it's not very green, is it?
No, it's okay, Steve. The electricity we use for the lights comes from our solar panels.
And have you installed those on the roof?
Good God, no, Steve. They'd look terrible there. We put them in a spare room we had.
Oh, yeah. And what did that room used to be used for?
It was an old photographic developing room.
Yep, that makes sense.
The somenews.co.uk podcast.
There you go. Hear the whole thing at somenews, S-O-M-E, somenews.co.uk.